Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
I caught you mid-drink.
You started and I was just taking a swig.
This week we might sound a little bit different, and that's because we're recording from somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Could it be a theme park?
It's quite quiet.
Yeah, it's not a theme park.
It's a bird tweeting.
Could be Twitter.
Could be Twitter. We're tweeting from Twitter.
Tweeting from Twitter?
Yeah.
It's your house, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my house. It's not Twitter at all.
No. And this week, we're back to poor reviews. It's been a while since we've done one. And we're reading out poor reviews of Discovery Cove in Orlando. So that's the park operated by SeaWorld. And so it's going to be interesting, I think. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So I just this second, when you were off getting a drink, had a genius idea.
Okay.
So we've done all of these poor reviews episodes.
Yeah.
Where, if you've not listened to the show before, we find something really great, like a theme park or a ride or a restaurant, and we read out the worst reviews for it. And what we've used so far is TripAdvisor.
Okay.
But I just did a search for Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of poor reviews on it on Google.
Oh, okay.
Magic Kingdom. I think we can start revisiting these parks from Google.
From alternate sources.
Yeah, alternate review platforms. Because they're all very different.
Mm. And people talk rubbish on all of them, don't they?
Exactly. So I think we've got material for years to come.
There are idiots everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to be absolutely fine. Right now, we're recording on Saturday night, which is kind of unusual for us. Eagerly awaiting our Chinese to arrive.
Yeah, so we're racing the Chinese. Can we finish the podcast before the Chinese arrives?
Exactly.
They say it's going to be like 45 minutes, but do we believe them?
I don't know. I mean, we may just suddenly wrap up midway through.
Yeah.
And if you hear one of us walk off.
And you hear some shonky doorbell, that's my doorbell.
Yeah, so we'll be wrapping up. So let's get into the reviews. Discovery Cove, I've been to several times.
Yeah,
I've never been there, have you?
No, I don't even know where it is.
It's the opposite SeaWorld.
Oh, is it? Literally opposite?
Opposite SeaWorld. But basically, this is kind of like, you book your trip to Discovery Cove, they only let a certain amount of people in a day.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's quite quiet, quite relaxed. It's basically a glorified water park.
But quite exclusive water park.
Quite exclusive, yeah. So you don't have to swim with the dolphins.
Right, okay.
That's an extra thing that you can add on. I think every time I've been, I swam with them. But if I was to go back again, I'd just go for the relaxing day.
Right, okay.
Basically get the really nice lazy river. You get to go snorkeling with massive manta rays and lots of tropical fish.
Cool.
Obviously, there's dolphins there. There's also kind of pools, like unlimited food and drink for the day, including alcohol.
That's good.
So it's like a nice relaxing day.
Is something like the snorkeling with them with the, what did you say, manta rays?
Yeah.
Is that an added
thing? No, that's just, so the only thing that's additional is the dolphin swim.
Right, okay. How do they manage the queue for something like the snorkeling?
It's basically a massive pool, and there's just people going in and out all the time.
Right,
it's huge.
Okay.
I was
just imagining tons of people into this pool.
No, because it's quite an exclusive pool. I can't remember what the capacity is.
I suppose if you haven't got that many people in the park, they're obviously going to be spread out between everything, aren't they? So
yeah, exactly. I'd be interested to see what the capacity is. 1,300 guests.
Really? Wow.
So,
is it quite a small place?
It's not massive,
right?
It's not massive, but it seems very quiet.
Yeah, I bet it's nice. Only 1,300 people.
Yeah, exactly.
1300, yeah.
Which is brilliant. It's a really relaxing day. Probably the most relaxed day you'll have in Orlando at a theme park.
Right, yeah, yeah. Because the water parks are pretty chaotic, aren't they?
Yeah, they're mental, yeah. So let's get into some reviews. So we're on TripAdvisor. We're on the terrible reviews, which is 84 of.
It's not that many, really, out of 16,000 reviews.
Yeah, there's not many at all. And the first one is from Z7766XURichard. And he says, unfortunate is not a pleasant experience. It's pleasant spelled wrong. A very overpriced marine zoo is not what you will expect for a heavy price you pay. It is not a natural habitat, and employees are not friendly. Did he expect to go in to find a natural habitat for all of these animals?
I think so. I think he was expecting to see wild dolphins.
It's a cove, so it must be natural.
Yeah, it's got it in the name. So he says, very overpriced is not what you expect
for a heavy price. Very overpriced marine zoo.
I mean, he's from Orlando, so I'm guessing he doesn't talk like that.
Well, that's the way he's writing.
Oh, okay.
That's not how you type. The next one's from 2008SL, is from Wakefield in the UK. Let's hope they don't embarrass us.
Yeah, I think I know what's coming.
Walked out after seeing the poor dolphins in such a small area and staff being dishonest. Here we go. Oh, there's a bit more to this one. Visited last week and wish we'd have researched further before we went. We walked out after seeing the number of dolphins kept in such a small area. We raised concerns with different staff members. One said they only had 27, and one said they had 50, and another couldn't understand why we weren't happy, as they had the authority to keep up to 100 and have nowhere near that. There's not much to do there aside from the dolphin swim, and it's overpriced.
I mean, I'm going to assume that what you see is a small enclosure compared to what live in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think here, so the facility, they have 44 dolphins in the facility, which comprises of 3.3 million gallons of water. They do not just meet government standards, they far exceed them. While the three large lagoons next to the public access area are easy to see, there are 14 pools that the dolphins have access to. Yeah. We're extremely proud of the exceptional care we give our dolphin family, 90% of which were born in Discovery Cove or other SeaWorld parks. We're also proud of the care we provide to others in our care. We have dolphins exceeding 40 years old and thriving, having well exceeded the wild dolphin life expectancy, a testament to the care they receive.
See, I think he's gone there. He's seen like quite a small pool, relatively small, let's say.
And you've heard,
you swim with, presumably. Because if you go into like a 3.3 million gallon tank,
yeah,
this dolphin's going to be like a
exactly
really far away.
You know, even the area where you swim with the dolphins is actually, I would say, quite big.
Right, okay.
And I think people are seeing Blackfish and think, okay, well, Discovery Cove is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there several times, and the dolphins all seem pretty happy. They're all, like, playing with each other, you know, I'm not a dolphin expert, but they don't look very miserable to me.
Are you sure, Ryan? I've seen you clicking by the sea.
That's just me after a few beers.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, they all seem fairly happy. And I swam with the dolphin, I think I've said it before in the podcast, from Jaws 4, I want to say.
There's a dolphin in Jaws 4? I mean, has anyone really seen Jaws 4? Has anyone seen anything after Jaws 2?
I'm sure it's Jaws 4. Jaws 3D, I think.
Jaws 3D.
I'm not sure.
When was this made? Initial release, 1983.
It might be a 3, actually. Yes, it was Jaws 3.
Right.
I think. Because Jaws 3 was filmed a lot in SeaWorld.
Oh, that was still Jaws 3D.
So I think it's Jaws 3, I want to say.
Look at that poster. Wow.
It's great, isn't it? I'm sure it's Jaws 3. It's Jaws 3 or 4. She said, we were kind of in the pool. It wasn't my first time swimming with the dolphins, but... Yeah, I'm still quite nervous around them because they are. When you're in the water with them, they're fairly big.
Yeah, animals. I mean, we saw some in the Seas area.
Yes.
In Orlando a couple of weeks ago, or in Epcot. I mean, in a couple of weeks ago, and they were massive.
They are massive. Yeah.
Huge creatures. Yeah.
And so you kind of stand on this edge. You're in the water, but you're standing on this edge, and it just drops.
Right, okay.
Kind of just, you just like drops off a cliff because obviously they need deep water.
Yeah.
And as it was swimming past me, one of its tails didn't hit me.
One of its tails?
One of the dolphin's tails.
Okay.
It did, I need to be clear.
It's a weird, like, Siamese dolphin with two tails.
It didn't hit me, but as it was going past, the force of which it was going around pushed me off the edge. So I just went, just like, I didn't realise it was going to happen, so I just went completely under, came back up, got on step, and was like, hopefully no one noticed that. But it was really powerful.
Everyone noticed it, Ryan. Everyone noticed.
And when you're swimming with it, you actually hold on to the
fin. When it pulls you.
And it they really do rock it.
Yeah.
And that's with someone holding on to it. But it's quite an experience, I have to say. It doesn't feel particularly right.
Feels a little bit unnatural, maybe.
Yeah, but it's a cool experience.
Yeah.
Like, I would say if you've never done it, the dolphins do genuinely seem really happy. They're getting fed a ton of fish during this encounter. You get to feed fish, and I think some like jello cubes, which are like healthy for them or something. You feed them then.
At the end of the day, I think dolphins are quite interactive creatures, aren't they, really?
Even in the wild, they seem to really want to interact with humans as well.
Yeah.
So,
I know what you mean.
I'm holding onto a dolphin.
It's not a natural experience.
It's weird.
But
the dolphin I think I was with they're referring to there was one of the older dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, oh, who's seen Jaws 3 or 4? I can't remember which
and
one.
Nobody raised their hand.
And I was like, I have. And she was like, well, you're about to swim with a movie star. And I was like, yes. And
everyone
was
Scarlett Johansson.
In she comes.
She's completely unrelated to Jaws.
Yeah. So that was cool. But nobody else had seen it.
No.
And she was like, I usually ask that, and nobody's seen it. So well done.
I mean, I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
The next one's from JRM from Longwood, Florida. And he or she, I assume he, says, told we could reschedule due to weather. Not. We had a reservation for today, but the weather is terrible. Cold and rainy. You did book Discovery Cove in January. The concierge informed all entering at the time, about 30 people, that we could reschedule due to the weather. We got to the cashier agent and asked about rescheduling. We had already changed the date once due to a school event. We wanted to be certain that we would not be charged a fee to reschedule, as we were able to stay if that was the case. The agent checked with her manager and said that we would be fine to reschedule again with no fee due to the circumstances of today's poor weather. She stated that she would note this in the computer on our account and gave us a reference number to use when we reschedule.
Why did they not reschedule there and then?
Well, you would think you would have done, wouldn't you?
Yeah. They'd gone all the way there and they were like, okay, we're going to
reschedule. We'll call back later.
Yeah, we're going to reschedule for it. Like, if you try and reschedule after.
Yeah, you think you would just do it there and then.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
So we called a few hours later to be told there was no record of any of this and that SeaWorld would waive the transfer fee, but charges the difference in cost for whatever day we pick. Any other day than today would be about $100 more per person.
Is that not what... Well, any other day? Okay.
SeaWorld would not budge, saying this is their policy. Take it or leave it. Lose $600 or pay $300 more to reschedule. When the agent and manager said this would not happen. We are severely disappointed how this phone agent chose to handle our situation. If anyone has any other ideas or avenues to resolve this issue, I would welcome your input. I mean, I don't really think that's what they said. They said that they would waive any transfer fee, I think.
Yeah. Are they saying that the only days that they could pick were generally more expensive days? Right, okay.
It's not necessarily SeaWorld's fault.
No. I don't know. The whole thing seems a bit weird. They've gone there. They've spoken to... They've, queued up twice.
Yeah.
Asked whether they can reschedule. And then haven't actually rescheduled.
No, exactly. Next one's from V6314 LD Jennifer N from the Florida Keys.
I just read the title.
It's not laughing at
that. That's just the way that it's put. It's brilliant.
This one says, my kid almost drowned and lifeguard watched. The only thing that made me smile about this trip was that my son had fun. I thought she was going to say my son
was drowned. Was going to turn really dark then.
But he's never been snorkeling before or snorkeling before, as she said. So that was expected. Let me start by saying this is around $200 per person just to walk through the door. What you get is two pools and a grand reef. Literally, that's it. I want a very small area to feed birds. I'll break it down in detail.
I mean, you can't criticise if you haven't looked up what's actually there before you've booked. Isn't it? That's totally on you.
And also, you get food and drink.
Right, okay, yeah.
The otter pool section, I mean, it's 1,300 people a day, let's say.
Mm.
I mean, they've got to make money, haven't they? The otter pool section is warm water pool beach area. It's not that big. You get a small section in which a few otters are behind a glass, separate from you, in which you can view. I mean, I'll be honest, you don't want to be in a tank with otters.
No, I think because they were probably aggressive.
Yeah, they would bite your face off. They might look cute, but you come near their family
that's
and they're
going to... That's what she wants, right?
They're going to go for the wants. Neck. Then she's the title like, will be, my son got attacked by otters.
Otters ate my son's face.
They did have monkeys in the centre gated area, but we didn't see any.
Picture what? Monkeys?
Yeah, they've got like birds and monkeys and stuff as well.
Okay, okay.
Picture it like
those
a circle.
Natural sea animals.
Sea monkeys.
That's what they mean, okay.
Picture it like a circle with a small land gated off, in centre for monkeys, and a small glass to view a few otters off from one of the edges. Next to Grand Reef, the main attraction. This is the pool that has stingrays, a fish to go snorkelling in. It was nice, but make no mistake, it is packed. They advertise they don't overpack, but being this is the only real attraction, that's where everyone is. I'd call it medium size. I went in January, so I'm sure they didn't sell out tickets, and I lost count at how many times I got kicked in the face by someone. She's just not paying attention.
She's just incredibly rude and people just kick her in the face.
She's just not paying attention when she's swimming. I've never been kicked in the face.
That's brilliant.
But she goes on to say, but no complaints there. I got kicked in the face several times and I bloody loved it.
Loved it every time.
Oh, do it again.
Ooh.
The next is the Rolling River Pool. It has a depth of over 8 feet with a light current. My kid lost his noodle in the deep part right in front of the lifeguard. What?
What's a noodle?
What's a noodle?
Is that like a life... is that like an armband? Is
I don't what, know. What's that? American slang noodle.
I bet you it's... Noodle. I'm so confused.
I don't know what noodle means. A geek, a weirdo, it's definitely not. Like brain? I mean, that's what I've heard, noodle with brain.
Right, okay.
But I'm pretty sure her son didn't lose his brain. anyone listening that knows in what context that means, please let us know. Because last week someone did message, and I apologise if I forgot your name. They tweeted us to say, it might have been a couple of weeks ago, the show you were thinking of is The Stepwives.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you for that.
That was the one.
Apologies, I've forgotten, but obviously we forget what we're talking about, let alone who's tweeted us, but we do appreciate it.
Yeah, that was what I was talking about.
Yeah. If you do, in what context, if you know what noodle means here, let us know. Here we go. My kid lost his noodle in the deep part over 8 feet. Sorry, no, in the deep part, right in front of the lifeguard. He watched as my son gasped for air and struggling to stay above water.
I noticed that she didn't help.
It's me who pulled my son into safety, okay. Which is what a parent should do. But since I'm 5 foot and 100 pounds and not a strong swimmer myself, you would think that he would throw his flotation thing at the least. Nope, just sat there watching me struggling to keep my son above water and swim him to shallow water. Keep that in mind if you go there. Did talk to the manager about it, but they seemed like it wasn't much. We will mention it to the lifeguard team. Have a great visit.
That sounds like she's made that so dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, the sun's sort of, like, sinking a little bit. She goes and helps the sun, and she's expecting, like, the lifeguard team to run in.
Yeah. Like, if she's right next to him, yeah. I'm sure that he was looking on going, she's there.
Yeah. She's going to help
him. She's probably going to help him. Also, if I dive in and make a big deal out of it, people are going to start panicking.
Yeah.
Unless he's seriously in trouble... They don't need to get involved, really.
But, I mean, how long did she... Like, did she wait a long time?
She's just
time?
Looking at him, like... Yeah, she's like... Looking up and down, like,
I
come
mean,
on.
Are you going to do anything? It's been 20 minutes. I mean,
He's struggling.
He's turned blue. I mean, am I going to have to do anything? I mean, that's what I pay you for.
I'm 100 pounds. I don't know if I can lift him.
Yeah.
The dolphin swim is cute, but not what you get for going to South Florida. Did I mention some of the employees are rude? Made a purchase and asked for a bag. Well, they charge 10 cents for a bag, and my card had already gone through since I asked at the end. Didn't know they charged, and was on my way to offer $20 to take the 10 out. And was cut off to be told by her that it's too late, not doing that for 10 cents next. What?
I think she's saying she wants a carrier bag.
Just yeah.
But she has to pay 10 cents for it.
Yeah.
And the cashier won't take a 20 for the 10 cents.
Right.
I think.
Okay. Be prepared, a picture of your dolphin swimmer, $100 for 4 photos, and maxes out at $300 for all of them. Plastic to protect your phone in water, $30. I mean, you go to a water park, surely you know your phone is either be waterproof,
yeah,
or you put it away.
So obviously the dolphin swim, I think you said, is extra?
Extra, yeah.
And
so she's
saying,
do you
have to pay
here,
for the photos as well, or do you get a photo?
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they make a killing off you.
Wow, okay.
So $100.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but that's quite expensive. Like,
so she's saying $300 for all of the photos. That is expensive, isn't it? I didn't mention the food yet. Food is free. Want to know why? Because it's not eatable. And she's put eatable, not edible.
Okay.
Worse than hospital food. You should stick to eating only the fruit they put out, which isn't much, or whatever looks like they didn't try to cook it. Snack all day long are just bags of chips with a few choices of flavours. Rice Krispie treats, soft pretzels, and that's it, besides soda and beer. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of snacky thing, isn't it? Like,
my favourite thing about Discovery Cove is I'd had like three or four. I had a couple of beers and like they do like little cocktails as well.
Okay.
And I mean, it's a water park. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going into the lazy river. And it's like, you just had like three beers. It's like, oh, I'll be fine. And it's like, people are literally just getting their razzled, like,
yeah,
just getting into the lazy river.
It's kind of a weird combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unlimited booze and swimming.
Yeah, it's very odd.
What could go wrong?
Unlimited booze and food.
Yeah.
So you could have had like four or five beers, a couple of pretzels, and be like, just go for a swim. It's very odd.
You just get people floating upside down in the lazy river.
Do you want to go and get him? Nah, he's all right.
No,
he's all right. He's gone around three times. I'm sure he's fine.
He's having a great time.
I didn't do any extra besides a dolphin swim, but add on for those, average out about $100 per person, add on for each extra. Spent well over $500 for two people today, and I don't even want to add it up for the exact amount. It sounds great, but it's not worth it. Two pools and a grand reef. Skip this and go south for snorkeling here in Florida. And if you decide to go, remember, it's the opinion, in my opinion, maybe, that you should be very careful watching your kids. Based off my experience, it's not required of them to help out to safety. I mean, you should be watching your kids anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's making a bit of a scene out of that, isn't she?
I think she is, yeah.
I can say. Jeff replies to a lot of these, doesn't he?
Good old Jeff. My name is Jeff. prepare to freeze. Oh, this one's brilliant. So this is from Keek80_7 from Dublin, Ireland.
Prepare to freeze. So we should say, I don't know what he's going to say, but this was on the 31st of December 2018.
Yeah, so, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Advised to arrive at 7, got there at 6:55, doors didn't open until 7:15. It was cold, very cold.
December.
Met by staff member wearing scarf and gloves and directed to the outdoor breakfast area. Luckily, as we were early, we got a seat under a heater, just about bearable to sit without shivering. Food certainly wasn't great, so didn't linger. Directed to put on wetsuit at 7:45. Cold, wet, irritated at this point. Before we carry on, can we just point out that he's going to a water park?
Yeah, in December.
In December.
Which, I mean, it's not cold in December. Like, generally,
no.
it's not cold at all. Like, you get sort of like low to mid-20s in December and January.
Right? I wouldn't be going to a water park, though.
No. I mean, whenever... Because we went a few times in January.
Yes, right, yeah.
Because my parents owned a shop, and so January was the quiet time of the year to go. And, you know, it wasn't hot. It wasn't freezing cold. You needed a jumper in the evening, I think.
Mm.
But, we certainly wouldn't go to a water park.
Yeah, no, exactly. met another staff member, also wearing gloves, asked us if we were looking to warm up. Naturally, we said yes, so she directed us to the lazy river.
And he keeps pointing out the wearing gloves, because, you know...
That's for Florida, them, and it's cold.
For them, it's cold. If you're in Dublin, Ireland,
in
December,
warm.
It's quite warm.
This is where it gets good. The lifeguard roared at us to get out. It didn't open until 9. We then just stood there, literally shivering cold in a wetsuit until we decided we could enter. Why the hell let people in so early with facilities closed? Why the hell were we told to go to the lazy river? Finally, we get in. Little to no interest, but it was warm. Floated approximately a quarter of the way when another lifeguard ordered us out. At this stage, I was pissed. I asked why. He advised the next lifeguard didn't start their shift until 9:30. But for the hugely overpriced dolphin swim, booked for 11:30, we had left at that stage. Spent 30 minutes in an open hut, registering, signing a disclaimer. I was so cold at this point, I felt like crying. Met dolphin, shared time with a group for 30 minutes, had barely needed hot shower, dressed and left. Shockingly huge waste of hard-earned money for a morning of torture. Never again. Would not recommend. Even on a hot day, I cannot see the appeal.
I don't know what you say about the hot day. Like, literally, his entire complaint, pretty much, was that it was cold.
Yeah.
And he was asked to stand around after he'd gotten wet or something, and he was cold or something like that. It's like, he's in a wetsuit as well.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. I think... The thing is, a lot of people do the dolphin swims, like, straight away.
Yeah.
Right, really early in the morning.
Right,
that's when we usually did ours. Get the swim done, and then you can kind of just relax
chill
the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Also, you do it later, and you're going to burn.
Yes, yeah.
The only problem is dolphins like cold water.
Right,
so the water's not particularly...
Oh, what, so
warm.
They chill it down?
Well, I don't know how... I don't know the exact temperature the dolphins swim in.
Yeah.
But it's certainly a lot colder than, let's say, the Lazy River.
Right, okay.
But, like... You get in, you're like, yeah, it's cold, but dolphins live here.
Yeah.
So I gotta get over it.
Yeah. And the thing is, you're kind of, you'll get used to it over time, won't you?
Exactly, so, yeah, exactly.
I think that guy was making a bit of a fuss. Like, that's not a good choice to go to a water park in December.
Oh, 100%. Like, it's a stupid decision. next one's on Soco Valley in Orlando. Awful. This place was the worst experience I've ever had and totally not worth the price. They nickel and dime you all they can while you're checking in, and once you get in, it looks like any other water park. The employees looked less than amused when I saw a manager being really rude to her employees. The restaurant was disgusting. The food was no different than any other theme park food, and the lines are so long because there's only one restaurant.
Why does she think the food is going to be different from any other theme park?
That's
and what's
theme
wrong
park.
With the food in any other theme park?
I thought the food in Discovery Cove, certainly last time I went, was quite nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was
ironically,
was it mostly snacks or
no? They serve meals like breakfast, lunch, and kind of dinner time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ironically, though, I had salmon.
Not awkward at all.
No,
you're sort of like eating your salmon, and there's like fish looking up at us from the water.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, sorry.
You're next.
I'm so disappointed that I wasted my money here because we skipped Universal for this place. Oh, you idiots!
What?
I will never return to Discovery Cove. Please be aware and save your money for somewhere else. Next person, World Travel Dad, says, rip off $40 for a single photo and bad food.
The place, he's used a lot of caps throughout this.
He has. I'm going to try and shout where he's used caps.
Dear.
The place itself is nice with the various water exhibits and interactions. However, you pay close to $1,000 for a family of four, and they will not allow you to bring in an underwater camera attached securely to your arm. They claim it's for the dolphin's safety, yet you can wear designer sunglasses, which are more likely to fall off in the water. The reason they do that is because they want to charge you for the photos, like, quite plainly.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's... In the title, it says something about $40, doesn't it?
I think it's...
Oh, for a single photo, right, okay.
Some honesty would be appreciated that they want to charge you $40 for a single photo or $99 for four pictures. If you want the video plus own the photo rights, then you're looking at about $250.
Own the photo rights?
Yeah, I don't know.
What does that mean?
I'm a PATI certified diver and I've been shooting underwater photos for over 25 years and I've been lied to by the SeaWorld staff that my floating camera on an orange safety wrist strap covered in a soft silicone case is somehow going to be eaten by a dolphin. The dolphins are so well fed that they know the difference between metal electronics and their fish diet. So apparently only a SeaWorld photographer can be trusted because there's two of them at each group, meaning at one time there are about a dozen dolphin photographers in the water filming everything. So they can price gouge you after your vacation memories. They can price gouge you after for your vacation memories. The food was also subpar, with black burnt bacon and powdered eggs and fake orange juice. When I went to the Bahamas, I can a meaningful interaction with the dolphins and wasn't restricted on my self-photography. In fact, they offered to take pictures with our camera.
What, the dolphins?
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful dolphin.
I might have to check out the Bahamas.
Yeah.
If they've got photo
but,
taking
mean,
dolphins.
I mean,
I'm sure...
A meaningful interaction. Like, does he mean that's an organised thing in the Bahamas, or is that just by chance?
Well, he says, in fact, they offered to take pictures with our camera, so it must be...
A thing, right, okay.
I mean, I get it. I do get it from his point of view, but also from SeaWorld's point of view or Discovery Co's point of view.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the past they've allowed it, and people are just idiots. He's got 25 years of experience.
Yeah, but they don't.
But
know
the other
100
people haven't, and they can't change the rules for one person.
Yeah, and necessarily, they can't necessarily take his word for it either, can they?
No, exactly, yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's a revenue stream for them.
Yeah, they have, like, they have to keep the park open. I mean, it is expensive. Like,
yeah, because the thing is, they've got the photographers there, regardless of whether people are paying for the photographs.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They've got to pay them. So they're making their money back by selling the photographs.
Exactly. The next one is from Alan.
Al.
Steve. So disappointed. I'm very disappointed with Discovery Cove. We arrived fairly early and were checked in quickly. Everything seemed lovely. Then we arrived at the breakfast. The food staff were simply rude and unfriendly. Not just a bit rude. Not just having a bad day rude. Absolutely horrible rude. Is that the most extreme rude you can be?
You have no idea, Ryan.
Horrible rude.
Absolutely horrible rude.
Absolutely horrible rude. Table clearing staff literally stood there and hassled us to finish eating so they could take trays away. Come on!
Hurry up! They're sort of like scooping it up, scooping the food up for you.
Into the bins. It wasn't the end of service, they just wanted to clear the trays before you finished eating. Other guests commented on how rude they were. My wife had a stroke this year and struggles a little with swallowing food. The woman stood by our table staring at her because she was still eating and then snatched a tray away the moment she put her knife and fork down. Inside the cafeteria, I asked for food for both of us. The servers were very unfriendly and weren't very nice when I asked for two plates of food because my wife is disabled. The food itself was pretty dismal, dolloped on plates like you eat in prison, and the quality worse than school dinners. Salads were quite good though. There you go. That's prison salads.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to queue for ages to get a small portion of something like you get in a cheap food hall at a shopping centre. Probably unfair to shopping centre food, in all honesty.
I mean, he's comparing it to a lot of places, isn't he? He says
prison.
He's comparing it to prison, schools,
shopping centre,
shopping mall. I mean, it very much depends what places are at a shopping mall, doesn't it, really?
It does, it does.
That's a very bold statement to say.
And I cannot understate the rudeness of the staff, pretty much all of them, with a few exceptions. The worst service I've ever seen at a theme park or resort. Once we got into the actual park, the service was equally bad. People queuing up at 10 a.m. for beers, etc. And the guy serving couldn't even be bothered to speak to the customers. Just handed the orders over whilst looking so sullen. Absolutely astonishingly rude. Here we go. Another form of rude. Particularly for the USA, where customer service is usually so excellent. And at 10:40, he was out of loads of items. I don't drink personally, but surely people expect to be able to get the most of the menu that early in the day. And all the cheerful bartender said was, "We're out of serviettes, we're out of Bud Light." And then the Coke ran out. Then the hot water stopped working, so no hot tea.
Did this person literally sit and watch?
I think so, yeah. Just like, oh bloody hell.
Love, they're out of the tea now.
Bloody hell.
Let's write this down.
The park itself was dirty. Men's bathrooms were the dirtiest I've seen during this 3-week trip to Orlando.
Oh, I've got those pictures.
There is. The lockers were filthy, old, and not at all secure. The lockers aren't secure. At the end of the day, you know your stuff isn't protected in these lockers, but you can't go to a day like this without at least some of your valuables, wallet, cell phone, etc. The lockers look like something from my school in the 80s. We ended up leaving at lunchtime and coming back to Universal. All in all, I'd give it a 1 out of 10. Such a disappointing day when this was a treat promised to my wife for her recovery from the stroke. Here, attach some photos of the lovely lockers, dirty and rusty old locks.
What were you saying about the lockers not being secure?
They're not great. I mean, it's not difficult. It wouldn't be difficult to get in.
Right, okay.
It wouldn't be difficult at all.
What's that other picture? They're just pictures. They're just pictures of the lockers.
I thought it was going to be a toilet.
I thought it was going to be toilet pics.
The next one's from Templar Thomas. Should be worried about that. The Assassins are going to be on the case. Poor dolphins. I thought Discovery Cove has a lot of space for their dolphins. I was wrong. The pools are small and doesn't fit to the needs of these intelligent animals. The dolphins are forced to be touched by so many people, it was just horrible to see. The dolphins didn't show their normal behaviour. Of course they smile, they always do, but they were passive and not very active. Some people were harsh to the dolphins, and kissing of some people was the most stupid thing I've ever seen. No wonder that some dolphins die. More than 50 died in SeaWorld Park since 2004. Horrible. The plastic reef was okay and the animals there have better life than the dolphins. The birds even have a good life. The river was nice and the food was good, but I can't take my eyes away from the poor dolphins. Stop that. I mean, you're instructed to kiss the dolphin.
Right, okay.
Like, they kind of come up to your face and you kiss it on the...
Right, okay, so that's part of the experience.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, if they didn't want to do it, they would just swim away.
Yeah.
They say that. They're like, look, we're obviously the dolphin trainers. We'll try and get them to give you as much interaction as they can. But
yeah.
If they're in a bad mood, if they don't want to do it, we're calling another dolphin because they've got so many.
Yeah.
They'll just go, okay, like she's not, or he or she's not filling up for it today. And they go away, and then they'll go off and do their own thing.
Then obviously they go away, take them away, beat them a bit.
Yeah, exactly. They fry them up for breakfast the next day.
Okay. That's why they can house 100, but they've only got like 44.
Exactly. Yeah. This paradise can endanger a child, says ENF_10 from Israel. No, what?
You haven't seen anything from Israel.
Nobody seen anything from Israel. Our 10-year-old boy is curious. Suddenly, the boy disappeared, and my wife found him struggling against the tide of the Windaway River. He had no life jacket and no means of buoyancy. I mean, that's kind of on you, isn't it?
Yeah.
that's not on Discovery Cove. Is he going to be all right? Yeah, he'll be fine.
I mean, is that the Windaway or Windaway River?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Is that the Lazy River?
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to say that Lazy River generally doesn't have much of a current.
It's not intense. It will keep you going. I guess a 10-year-old would get carried away by it.
Right, okay. I mean, because the one at Volcano Bay, they've got an intense one. That is intense.
Yeah.
Your average lazy river.
It's not that bad, though. The coast safety team ignored the efforts of a child to reach alone the shore. We were lucky that it turned out that the child was well-trained in swimming and not drowned. Even when my wife found
him... Hang on, what? so they say he disappeared... And he was struggling against the tide.
Yeah.
All the efforts of a child to reach alone.
It might have been Discovery Cove, actually, when I was younger.
Yeah.
My mum was like, okay, we're going to go for some lunch now. And I was going past. And I reached out to grab her. And she didn't pull me in time. And I was just like, oh! And she's like, I'll see you in 10 minutes! And this went around again.
But they're sort of saying that the child is struggling.
But he's a great swimmer.
But then they're saying a great swimmer.
Yeah.
He's well trained in swimming and not drowning.
Even when my wife found him and swam to his rescue, team showed no attention at all to this dramatic event in a stream of water. This dramatic event in a stream of water. A stream of water doesn't sound quite that intense, does it?
I'm really confused because at one point he's struggling and he's drowning, and next point
he's like an Olympic athlete, yeah.
Yeah. Which one is it?
Not advisable with young children. I've been to Discovery several times, but was really let down this time. There was a party of 11 and 6 children, and we were not catered for at all. We were advised to go for our dolphin swim, and lunch would remain open for us. Then when we went to get our lunch, service had closed. We were then made lunch, which took hours by the time we sat down to eat, which was not... what was on the menu. It was time to leave the park. When talking to the manager, we were made to feel like troublemakers and not valued customers. My advice, don't bother going here with children and just pay an additional charge to SeaWorld to interact with the dolphins. Waste of money for families. Plus, you can do the Lazy River at Typhoon Lagoon for Disney or Aquatica for SeaWorld anyway. Just sounds like they missed their lunch.
I think so. I mean, they don't really say why it's not advisable for young children.
No, they don't at all. They're touching it.
He says that in his title, and he says he's there with young families. Not good for young families. But the only thing is they miss their meal.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we need more information.
Save your money. There are better places. Basically a water park. Food was blah. Staff, way too much money for what you get. I mean, there's no detail there at all. That is literally it.
But Jeff's gone into quite a bit of detail in his response, hasn't he?
He's not replied to everyone, but he's applied to this person who's given no detail.
Yeah. What?
My name is Jeff!
I'd be really curious to see what he's actually said, but I can't be, like, reading all that.
How do you
reply to that?
I don't know. Like, it's just like, you just ignore it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
This one's from 925 Cotters from London. Says, a gruesome discovery. Don't be fooled by the fancy hotel-type reception and the personal greeting when you arrive. Within half an hour, you will make the inevitable discovery, let's see what they did there, that you've been well and truly ripped off. Unless your idea of fun is snorkeling in a swimming pool with a plastic reef surrounded by dozens of bumping children with a cheap leaky mask, the Grand Reef will be a huge disappointment. Sure, there are plenty of fish in there, but the majority are colourless and it isn't worth it, pleasure-wise or financially.
He's saying, I paid to see colourful fish.
It's like, Cotters, you know you're colourblind. Damn it, that doesn't matter. We arrived at 9:30, by which time almost all the sun lounges were reserved, and the queue for breakfast, think poor imitation of McDonald's, was excessive. We didn't bother joining the even longer lunch queue, opting instead to get the hell out of there before that. During this vacation, we have been to Islands of Adventures, not theme park, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, Animal Kingdom, Volcano Bay, and Hollywood Studios. Okay, I don't have any faith in someone that doesn't visit Epcot on their trip to Orlando. Discovery Bay was unique.
He didn't even go to Magic Kingdom.
No. Discovery Bay was unique in being an absolute and complete disappointment, a shameful plastic money-making con. I mean, it's Discovery Cove, but... If you or your children have no chance of ever seeing fish in the wild or even going to an aquarium, then maybe you can justify going here. Otherwise, stay clear.
I mean, he could have gone to Epcot and gone to the seas.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if only he'd gone to Epcot.
Yeah.
Right, can we read a couple more?
Yeah.
I'm thinking more of my Chinese than anything else. Hugely overpriced for what's on offer. So we paid over $700 for a basic package. We arrived just after 9 and got in the breakfast queue. Got our stuff and went to get Sultan Lounges. Well, after a tour of the whole of Discovery Cove, we eventually found 2 beds and had to pull another over. These were in direct sunlight, not happy. We then went to use the drinks facilities near the Grand Reef and received warm, flat Coke. When I went back to question this, I was told to go to another drinks outlet because there was no ice and therefore the drinks could not be carbonated or cooled. Not happy.
What? There's no ice, so they can't carbonate them.
that's not how the drinks work.
No.
There is nothing grand about the reef. It is overcrowded and the poor sharks are kept separately in a small section. The reality of the river is nothing like the description. The premium lounges aren't even long enough to lay on, which is absolutely ridiculous. How long is this person?
It's like 8 foot.
Yeah. People were pulling sun lounges up next to them so they could lie down. I'd say 85% of sunbeds weren't even used at all, despite people putting a towel or flip-flop on one to reserve it. And finally, the queue for lunch went out of the door. We gave up at this point and left. I've written a Discovery cover, but they have not had the courtesy to respond. This place is a rip-off. Do not waste your money. Go take a holiday next time where you can snorkel in a natural environment.
Is there only like one restaurant?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's presumably busy around lunch times, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, that is the one problem. Right. But like you can get snacks. You don't really have to queue for snacks normally.
Right, okay.
Discovery Con. My family and I went to Discovery Cove today. Don't get me wrong, the place is amazing for people who have never seen a fish before. That's brilliant. I feel that the park did not meet expectations, as we had paid lots of money to come here. The Grand Reef was tiny for a place that charges a fortune to swim with fish. The Coke machine was not working. The ice dispenser was not working. The food was average with an enormous line. Do yourself a favour and go somewhere else.
It does seem like quite an expensive...
It is very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I loved doing it. I've done it maybe 3 times now, 4 times.
Right.
But I haven't been... Maybe it's probably been like 5, 6 years at least. Went there last, I would say. Probably about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Do you always go with your family?
I've never been, just Don and I.
Right, okay.
I'd like to do it again, but late October, November.
Yeah.
It's hit and miss, like, whether it's going to be too cold. Not cold during the day, but it's going to be cold in the water.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, true.
Disaster Cove. Been going here for years and always loved it, but this year was horrible. They started to let far too many people in. The lifeguard told me that it was getting so busy that he felt he couldn't watch everything that was going on. Well, we've found that out.
How am I supposed to check out the cute girls? Yeah.
When nice bikini, love. There's kids, the kids in the corner like, help me! Yeah.
He'll be fine.
The queues for food were up to half an hour. Actually, though I was in Volcano Bay, don't know. They let in up to 1,400 people a day. I was told by another member of staff, we'll definitely not be back. What? What is this person on?
I don't know what that means. Why does he suddenly talk about Volcano Bay?
I don't know.
Oh.
We're going to have to momentarily pause this podcast while we collect a Chinese. So on that note, unrelated to the fact that the Chinese has just arrived, we are going to call this podcast a day. That's a thing.
I don't know.
That's a thing.
The end?
I'm just thinking of egg fried rice now.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna come back to actually to all the parks that we've covered in the past at some point and read some reviews from Google. Discovery Cove will be one of those as well, but obviously it'll be quite a distance away. But let us know if you've enjoyed the poor reviews episodes and you want us to do more of the same kind of thing, but obviously different areas of the internet for the review sourcing.
Or any suggestions of places to read
out. Yeah, I mean, we've not done everything. We've done from it, actually. So if you've got any suggestions that we've not done before, let us know. You can find us on all the socials at Theme Park Trader. We're also on YouTube now. Just search for Theme Park Trader and you can find us there. And please do so, if you haven't done so already, go to iTunes, search for Theme Park Trader, and hit 5 stars and leave us a lovely comment. So thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.